Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Last week on our program, the Chancellor's Report, UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone spoke about the importance of having a research-driven institution in the Milwaukee community.
If you think about the economies and why a company like GE moved from Connecticut to Boston, and they announced this last week, they wanted to be around research-intensive universities. That was explicitly quoted by their CEO, who discussed what are the rationale. So Jeff Immelt, who, by the way, used to be here at running GE Medical, he is somebody who sees that and recognizes the company will benefit from that talent, from that infrastructure. Similarly, Boston grows because of that concentration of research universities. And I guess the question I'd ask, think about economic hotspots. Think about Austin, Texas. Think about what's happening in Seattle. Think about what's going on. And historically, we think of Silicon Valley or Boston's Route 128. It's about research-intensive universities where you can take that knowledge, technology transfer, you can have that innovation. And so it all works together, this entrepreneurial ecosystem that's built. And there's some starting points for that for Milwaukee. We've got some great things we're starting to build on.
Shortly after this conversation, the word came that UWM had been recognized as one of the nation's top-tier research universities. That designation comes from a national sorting exercise that happens every 5 years. It's called the Carnegie Classification of Institutions of Higher Education. Schools are grouped by the level of research activity, denoted from highest to lowest as R1, R2, and R3. UW-Milwaukee is now part of the R1 group. It's one of 15 schools that climbed to the top spot in the 2015 version of the list. It joins the ranks of more than 100 institutions that include elite schools such as Yale, Johns Hopkins, and Duke University. But what does that mean for the university? Lake Effect's Rachel Morello sat down with Tom Lujak, UWM's Vice Chancellor of University Relations and Communications, to figure it out.
This is incredible news because it is a public confirmation of what we've known for a very long time, that research on the UW-Milwaukee campus is being done at the very, very highest level. And in fact, it's in the same league. It's on par with work being done at the very, very top universities across the country. It's a big deal. You know, over the years, we have operated 80 miles away from UW-Madison, which is a fabulous university, a world-class institution, and one that we have many, many partnerships with. But because Madison is so well-known, they have a 100-year head start on UW-Milwaukee, I think sometimes people have not given as much attention or credit to the great work that has been done here in Milwaukee.
Is there anything different that UWM has done in the last couple of years? Because I know it's a 5-year process for this classification. Is there anything that you think you've done or changed to climb to this top level?
Well, I think what you're seeing is a recognition of many, many years of fabulous work that has been done, really decades of work done by our faculty. We have a group of distinguished faculty that we will put up against faculty at any other campus in the country. Or in the world, people who are at the very, very top of their profession. That hasn't changed. What has happened, I think, in the last 5 years is we've added to this terrific foundation that already has been here in Wisconsin and on the Milwaukee campus. Part of it is perhaps the result of investments that have been made in some of our new schools and colleges, School of Freshwater Science. We now have a physical space that is befitting the great work that's been done for 40 years on the Great Lakes and other freshwater bodies around the world. Our investment in engineering research and public health over the last 5 years, all of those have grown significantly in terms of what we've done with physical facilities. And we've also seen the caliber of new recruits, people coming into the programs, continue to grow. So we think that it's probably just the convergence of a great, strong past along with the infusion of new people and new programs that have bumped us or pushed us into that very top tier.
I think it's fair to say that this classification has somewhat of a bearing on things like U.S. News and World Report rankings and other such places where people might go to decide where they might want to go for their degree. What do you think this says to those people? What message does it send on UWM's behalf?
It's a great message. What it says is that UW-Milwaukee is a place that is worth investing in. Whether you're a prospective student thinking of going into a career where you want to make sure you've got a fabulous education, or a faculty member who's looking for that next stop, the place where they can go ahead and build a long career, having the R1 ranking attached to the UW-Milwaukee name, I think builds confidence that a connection or a place on our campus is an investment in their future. And so we think that there is likely to be an even better draw to Milwaukee for the very top students and the very, very top faculty members, because the R1 is sort of like the good housekeeping seal of approval. It's an independent source saying that what we do here on the Milwaukee campus in terms of research is world class at the very highest level.
I have to ask, this is happening at a time when public higher education in Wisconsin is seeing a lot of cuts. Does this help UWM's standing? Does it not have any bearing? I mean, what is the relationship between this new recognition and what could possibly be a very different future for the university?
Well, we have a strong commitment to continue the research mission that we have. There's no question that we've seen some very significant cuts, and that's worrisome. And it is cause for alarm, not just on the Milwaukee campus, but on every campus within the UW system. So to the degree that this ranking gets policymakers, legislators to step back and think twice before making additional cuts, I think is important. I think the beauty of having this ranking awarded to UW-Milwaukee right now is that we now have an outside independent source confirming what we've known for a long time, that research being done on the UW-Milwaukee campus is world class. It's at the highest level. Why in the world would we do anything in the future to detract from that? In fact, we should build on it, and that's part of the message that we're going to take to the public and we will take to policymakers going forward. We have a jewel here that we need to continue to treasure.
What does it mean for the city of Milwaukee to have such a highly recognized research institution on its streets?
It's a great thing. Milwaukee is blessed with wonderful colleges and universities, and UW-Milwaukee has been one of those that makes this a college town. We have one of the highest concentrations of college students per capita of any city in America. Getting this ranking of being recognized as the top of the class in the very highest level of research nationally, I think only enhances the city's image as a great place for higher education. We've always said that Milwaukee's in our name. We are Milwaukee's public university. And now I think people in Milwaukee not only can recognize that, but celebrate it because of this fabulous ranking that has been awarded to us.
Tom Lujak is Vice Chancellor of University Relations and Communications at UW-Milwaukee. He spoke with Rachel Morello. In the interest of self-disclosure, we should also note that Tom Lujak also hosts the weekly show UWM Today on this station. Another break now, and then former Milwaukee sports journalist Trenny Kuznarek, whose candor about depression and anxiety issues has had a positive impact on her work. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.